All right, stick around. Next hour on the show, and a really interesting guest. Amanda Phillips is the president of the Free State Project. They're trying to get 20,000 libertarian-minded people to move to New Hampshire, and with their vote and with their persuasive power with their neighbors, profoundly change the way government is done in one of the 50 states.
Almost as an experiment.
Yeah, which was kind of like the original idea with a bunch of different states.
Yes, it was.
which is why
I find it kind of intriguing and interesting that there is somebody actually willing to try this.
It couldn't possibly work.
You know what? My great fear, and we'll talk to her about it, I'm sure, is somebody will challenge it in court.
We'll see.
Say, no, you can't do that.
We'll see.
Talk 650 KSTE. We'll be back with Amanda Phillips. A couple of minutes past 11 here on Toxic 50 KSTE on the Paul and Phil Show. We are joined this hour, and I'm pleased to have her. Amanda Phillips is with us. She's the president of the Free State Project. And this is something that came to my attention, probably a month ago.
Well, because you're one of them crazy registered libertarians.
I am, and maybe you can help me out. You probably know better than I do. Was it this last month or the month before that there was quite a bit of attention devoted to this, Amanda, in Liberty Magazine?
It was, I believe it was the July issue of Liberty Magazine, and there were three front page articles, and we were very happy to see that. And if you still get Liberty Magazine, you'll notice there's another article about us in this month's issue, in the September issue.
You know what? I have not picked up the latest yet. And for those who have never seen Liberty, they frequently will do that. They'll take a given subject and get three different perspectives on it.
And I will say, once your eyes have been opened to what's going on with the Free State Project, you know, it's out there and you're hearing more and more about it. Amanda, we have been kind of roughly paraphrasing what you guys are up to, but we'll give you a chance to tell our listeners exactly, succinctly, what the Free State Project is.
Sure. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, our pleasure.
It's great to be here. So the Free State Project is a plan to move 20,000 or more freedom activists to a small state where we can make a big difference. And we chose New Hampshire as our new home for a lot of reasons, which I can get into later if you'd like. But we chose New Hampshire mainly because it has an existing culture of individual responsibility.
Live free or die, baby.
Absolutely. And freedom and individual responsibility and mistrust of government. And so we love New Hampshire.
See why I'm a libertarian?
I know that.
I'm into all those things.
So you're trying to get a freedom-minded activist to move there, and what are you guys going to do when you get there?
Well, what we'd like to do is to work towards a society where the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And so we're looking at small-L libertarian society. We're not necessarily associated with the Libertarian Party.
That was one of my questions. Has the Libertarian Party officially weighed in on what you're up to?
Well, we're not associated with the Libertarian Party, and we actually have people who span the political spectrum who have joined us. People who believe in liberty might belong to many different parties or no party at all. But the Libertarian Party, they have said that there was an article recently on LP.org that was somewhat favorable, and so they haven't really signed on, you know, with glowing feedback, but they've been somewhat sympathetic, and we do have a lot of overlap in our membership between the Free State Project and the Libertarian Party. So it is a natural overlap of our membership.
Okay, now just to be real specific, you guys get in there and you start democratically changing the policies of the state. You start doing, I mean, how's it going to be reflected in state policy? Are you guys going to start turning down federal money for everything? What's the change people are going to notice?
Eventually, I would love to turn down federal money for everything. What we really are going to do is to get the freedom activists there to New Hampshire and see what happens, because there are a lot of things that might be low-hanging fruit in New Hampshire and other things that might be a little bit more difficult. And so we really are going to get the lay of the land, figure out what the best strategy is, and then work for, and everybody's going to work on the things that are most important to them. We have some people who are homeschoolers, and that's very important to them to reform homeschooling laws. Other people are interested in anti-tax movements. Other people are
dying to smoke pot.
Exactly. People are into gun freedom. And so there are a lot of different issues that individual people are going to work on, because libertarians are very much individualistic. And so, you know, we all have our issues that we care about.
Let's take just a moment to talk about why New Hampshire, because as I understand the movement, Your goal was to get to 5,000 committed individuals who would be willing to move to a particular state. And once you reached the 5,000 mark, at that point, then you had an open discussion and a vote as to which state should we set our sights on.
Absolutely. And so the goal of the project, let me just clarify, we're recruiting 20,000 freedom activists.
Right.
To move to New Hampshire. We voted on the state when we hit 5,000,
right.
But we're still recruiting the 20,000.
And you're approaching 6,000 now, right?
Yes. In fact, we're at 6,011 today.
Hey. And you know that, I understand. I went and looked at your website. You want folks to get online and sign up and say, yep, I'm in, and when you guys say go, I'm ready to pack up and move to New Hampshire.
Right?
Absolutely.
That is true. And given that, is there a serious concern that, you know, how committed are these people? Are there going to be people signing up that ultimately, when the time comes to pull the trigger, are not going to move?
You know, I don't believe that that's going to be a big factor. And the reason is that if you're committed enough that, you know, you can sign on to the idea of the Free State Project. I mean, right now it's just an idea and we have 6,000 people committed. We have about 300 people in the state and it's very appealing to a lot of people right now. Imagine how much momentum and excitement and enthusiasm we're going to have when we have 20,000 people committed to move.
You've got a couple of people already in the New Hampshire State Legislature that are Free Staters, right?
Absolutely. We have two state reps in the New Hampshire State House. And that's part of the reason why we chose New Hampshire, because we have a friend in the governor, and we have two state reps in the State House. And those are indications that that New Hampshire is ripe for the new libertarian movement.
I've just got a zillion questions. I don't want to hog it here. Phone lines are open at 5761KST or 866-331-TALK, and Amanda is just happy to talk about this all you like.
And I am mostly fascinated by this because, as we said before the top of the hour when we got you on the phone, it would be a fascinating, if nothing more, experiment, which is what the states were originally intended to be, rather than a centrally controlled bunch of little duchies everywhere that all have to toe a single line. You know, it would be interesting if, in fact, there was a free state, a libertarian state in New Hampshire. Maybe the Greens decide they all want to move to Washington. Let's have some experimentation within our constitutional framework and see if we can't find something that works better.
Absolutely. And I've had the idea of starting a competing socialist state project because I would love to see...
Oh, no. I'm kidding.
Because I want to draw the socialists out of New Hampshire.
Well, now, here's a terribly practical question for you. The very thing that you want to get away from, the large, powerful, centralized government, they're not going to let you do squat. I mean, states are tied to federal funds. States are tied to federal regulations.
There goes your highway money. There goes your education money.
That's not going to work at all.
Well, now, this is where New Hampshire is the perfect place for this, because New Hampshire has a long history of mistrust of government. And New Hampshire does things like they have no adult seatbelt laws, and they have no helmet laws in New Hampshire. And things like that are going directly against the federal...
My understanding was you had to comply there or you lose federal highway funds.
And that's exactly what happens in New Hampshire.
They don't get federal highway funds?
No, and they refuse, and so they have their personal freedom
good
over belts and helmets.
So
yeah.
So people are going to be happy to send off 17% or 24% of their income to the feds and get nothing back?
Well, here's the other issue. Once you refuse federal funds and you can ignore those federal mandates, then you have a much stronger argument with negotiations with the federal government as far as how much money you're actually going to send to them. And so, but we're not really focused on federal level politics at this point. We're really focused on state level politics because that's where we believe most of the real quality of life issues happen. And the other idea is, why don't we strengthen our team in the minor leagues before we approach the majors? And, you know, we haven't really, libertarians, big L and small L libertarians, we haven't really been able to accomplish a lot nationwide because we're spread out across the nation. So the idea is, let's get everybody together in concentrated in one state so we can actually make a difference on the state level. And once we can demonstrate our ideals on the state level, then by all means, let's talk about the federal level. Absolutely.
What kind of people are being, I mean, you must know what your demographics are. Who's signing up and saying, yeah, I'm ready to come?
Wow. Well, we did a survey when we had our state vote, and we found that our participants are mostly young, they're upwardly mobile, they're professional, and they're educated.
I'm guessing you don't have a lot of families with kids. Am I right about that?
Well, I don't have that data. I'm actually a single mom, so I'm a family kid. And I actually know quite a few people who have moved already are families with kids who have moved to New Hampshire. A lot of people who are homeschoolers are very interested in the project. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just people who believe in freedom, and people who believe in freedom have families too. So, but what we found is we had about, 50% of our members have at least a bachelor's degree, while 18% have done postgraduate work.
That's way higher than national average.
It is. And we found that 75% of our membership was under age 50, with about 38% between the ages of 18 and 34.
What were some of the other states you considered when it came to the voting process, and why did you weigh in favor of New Hampshire?
Well, we had 10 states under consideration.
Well, and obviously the first consideration was going to be it's got to have a fairly small population, otherwise 20,000 people really won't affect much.
Absolutely, and that's the idea of the project, is to move to a small population state so that we can actually make a difference. So we looked at 10 small population states, and we did tons of research. And you can actually find this research on our website at freestateproject.org. There's a lot of great research there. And what we did is we looked at the personal freedom, the economic freedom, some of the geographic and cultural issues, and then our membership, when the membership voted, they chose New Hampshire overwhelmingly over the other states for many reasons, but mostly it was because of the existing libertarian culture in New Hampshire already. So, you know, we would start out with a governor who's on our side and two state reps, and we have people who are already involved in state government in New Hampshire. So there were a lot of things that made us choose New Hampshire, but mostly it was the existing libertarian culture.
Now, how many people currently living in the state of New Hampshire?
There's about 1.2 million in New Hampshire.
I mean, so obviously with 20,000 committed people, you're not going to seriously at the ballot box in your first general election going to affect much. I mean, it's not an effort to go in and take the state over.
Absolutely not. And that's the ironic thing. We don't want to take over anything. We just want to leave people alone. This is not a takeover movement. But what you do see is when you have activists moving in, these are 20,000 people who believe in freedom so strongly that we're willing to move to obtain freedom and to work for freedom. When you have 20,000 people who believe that strongly in freedom, they're going to have an effect on the culture of the state. So Jason Sorens was the Yale political science.
The mastermind.
Yeah, the Yale political science professor whose idea this was. He was studying in his graduate work. He was studying secession movements and migratory political movements and these types of things. And, you know, you look at the Mormons moving into Utah, the gay movement into San Francisco, and the socialists moving into Vermont. And in these historical movements, they really did have an effect on their culture. They had a strong effect on the culture of the places they moved into, and they were able to change the culture.
Amanda, we've got to catch our break here. I'm hoping we have some impact. I know some phone lines are ringing, some folks to talk to you here in a little bit. So thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I got an email from Ben who says, what are libertarians? What are socialists? This conversation would be so much more interesting if I knew what these are. So maybe we started with the bar a little too high. Broadly, they're kind of at the opposite ends of the spectrum. Libertarians say government should do absolutely as little as possible, leave people free to do whatever they want, and not care for them at all.
And socialists believe that
the government should do everything.
The culture should be controlled by the state.
And the state will care for you and do everything for you. And most of us are somewhere in the middle. Where are you, and what do you think about what they're wanting to do in New Hampshire. Somebody in New Hampshire must not want this to happen. We'll ask Amanda about that, and you guys can get through as well.
5761-KST or toll-free, 866-331-TALK. This is Talk 650, the talk station.
Interesting guest this hour. It's 1121 on Talk 650 KSTE. I'm Paul Robbins. That's my friend Phil over there with the mustache. He's the libertarian. It's 21 minutes after 11. We have
I'll tell you what, when it comes to primary voting, it's a short time in the booth for me, buddy.
Amanda Phillips is with us. She is the president of the Free State Project. They're currently at about 6,000. They're trying to get 20,000 people committed to moving to New Hampshire. And by sheer numbers, having an impact on the way that state is run and make it a much more libertarian place where people are free to do what they want with their personal freedoms, with their economic freedoms, and say to the federal government and their money.
Well, and I will read, and this is a fascinating thing, and it's from your website, freestateproject.org, Amanda. You chose New Hampshire because it seemed most conducive to you, to your goals and your values. And as you point out here, in addition to having the second lowest level of dependence on federal spending, it still has the lowest state and local tax burden in the continental United States. It has a citizen legislature where the House representatives have not raised their $100 per year salary since 1889.
Really?
It has the lowest crime level in the United States, and it has a thriving economy. It's already, it seems to me, a pretty ringing endorsement of libertarianism.
It is, and you know, just by moving across the state line, most of our membership are going to gain a huge amount of freedom that that they didn't already have in their home states. But there is still, you know, there are still things that we can do in New Hampshire to make it even more libertarian than it already is, or at least to influence it in New Hampshire in that direction. But we just love New Hampshire because of that. You know, there's a very strong anti-tax attitude. There's a very strong attitude towards protecting personal freedom.
There aren't a bunch of locals worried about absorbing that number of people and the jobs and all that stuff.
Well, now
I'd be worried about that if I had a job there.
Yeah, well, a lot of our members are self-employed and they're moving up and taking their companies and their jobs with them. Other people are, you know, are getting jobs and moving up, but you know, New Hampshire absorbs about 20,000 new people every year into the state. And so 20,000 people over the course of 5 years is not going to hurt the economy so much. In fact, it'll probably help the economy. The governor of New Hampshire is very enthusiastic about getting about the Free State Project and also about getting new jobs and new businesses and getting educated people to move to the state. And so it's going to be beneficial for the state overall.
And certainly, you know, we have no numbers or hard statistics to indicate it, but my sense is that, given what this movement is about, we're not talking about adding 20,000 losers to this state.
Absolutely not.
Honestly, I mean, that's the way I look at it. Can we go to the phones here? Here's Cynthia in Sacramento. Cynthia, you have a question for Amanda Phillips.
Yeah, actually I had a couple. First of all, I was just wondering, do you just want to have everybody move there and just be dispersed throughout the state, or are you going to kind of make your own town? How is that going to work? And secondly, I have a suggestion as far as the tax thing goes, because you know that that's going to create a controversy. I think the idea that Bush threw out as far as, like, scrapping the IRS and just do the sales tax. That way you can have your freeways and you can, you know, work to revise the laws and whatever regarding that.
Great questions. So as far as disbursement throughout the state, that's an awesome question. We are asking people to move wherever they feel comfortable. We're not going to, because we all know how well centrally planning works.
You're not trying to concentrate on any one congressional district or anything like that.
No, we're not going to centrally plan the movement. We really want to have individuals move where they feel comfortable, where they find jobs, where they find houses.
Where the weather's warmest.
Exactly.
Well, and you know, and that's just being consistent. That's a very libertarian thing to do.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And we figure that the market will decide, you know, where the best places to live are. And so for libertarians, I mean, they're really going to. So the people we have in the state are spread out all over the state and pretty evenly over the state. As far as the second point about taxes, this is something that New Hampshire does really well. New Hampshire has no income tax and they have no sales tax. and their taxes are property taxes that are paid in one lump sum during once a year. And so what happens is you have a citizenry who's very much anti-tax in New Hampshire because they it hurts when they have to write that check to the government. It's not bled away from them a little bit at a time.
And only, like through payroll deduction?
And only landholders are taxpayers?
Right, and so obviously, if you rent, then you know your rent is higher.
You're subsidizing that,
certainly.
Right,
certainly.
So you pay the tax indirectly, but it's property tax in New Hampshire. That's the primary source of revenue, and so that really creates an anti-tax culture, which is perfect for libertarians. The governor actually created a tax me more account. This is why I love this governor for a lot of reasons. He created this tax me more account for people who felt that maybe their taxes weren't high enough, and they thought that taxes should be raised. In the state, he created a voluntary account, and there's a form that they can fill out if they want to write a check and send it in.
I remember this, yeah.
Feel free to send a check in, and so.
What's the current balance in that account? Do you know?
I haven't heard, but I don't think it was very well received.
It would be fascinating to see what the participation rate is, though.
I'm curious. I will ask.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's like people who are all for affirmative action, but they don't want to give up their spot for somebody
That's
else.
That's exactly right.
Amanda, the boss tells me we had you for half an hour. Any chance we can keep you across the bottom of the hour in one more segment, or do you have places you need to be?
Absolutely. I'd love to stay on.
If we can hang you for about
that, I know we've got a couple more callers that'd like
That's
to
That's really
talk
why, because we invited folks to call and ask you questions, and we've got about five of them on the line right now. So if you'll hang, thanks. Amanda Phillips is the president of the Free State Project. And they want to move a whole bunch of people into New Hampshire and affect the way the government there is run, making it more libertarian than it already is. So that's interesting. And give us a call, 5761-KST or 866-331-TALK.
All right, Doo-Doo Dave, come out and keep those hands where I can see them.
Brought to you by the California Department of Boating and Waterways.
We've got a few more minutes here with Amanda Phillips, who is the president of the Free State Project. If you're just joining us, they have selected New Hampshire as their target state, and they are trying to get 20,000 people to commit to moving there. What's the horizon window, Amanda? You're hoping to have 20,000 people signed up and move to New Hampshire 2010?
Somewhere around there. We're hoping to get 20,000 people committed by the end of 2006. And then after we get 20,000 people, we have 5 years to complete the move. So when you sign on to the Free State Project, you're committing to move after we reach 20,000 people.
Just to finish our synopsis, if you're just joining us, libertarian with a lowercase L, minded people that want to go there and be free from the chains of government, free economically, free morally, free to use whatever personal freedoms you like with the minimum amount of infringement by the government.
Yes, very much so. And you can find out more about the project by checking out the website. It's www.freestateproject.org. We've got a lot more detailed information there for you. But, yes, in a nutshell, it's a migratory movement. We're migrating for freedom. And, in fact, the entire human history has been a series of migrations for freedom. And this is the greatest new thing in the libertarian movement, I believe, that we're going to get liberty-minded people from all across the country, all across the world, in fact, to move to a small state where we can actually make a big difference. And we're already starting to have a difference. It's very exciting.
It's a fascinating concept. Now, when we were talking about trying to round up 20,000 committed people and trying to make the move by 2010, when did this start? How long has it taken us to crest now the 6,000 mark?
We began the project in September of 2001, and in fact, it was September 1st of 2001, and September 11th happened shortly thereafter. So we kind of got a slow start. We didn't really recruit much in that atmosphere, but we've grown in the last 3 years since September of 2001. We've grown to about 6,000 people. We're coming up on our third birthday. Yeah,
that's impressive in 3 years.
Yeah. And we're hoping to grow even faster as the word spreads.
Okay. So like I said, I got a zillion questions, but we don't want to hog all your time, and it's our last break with you. Let's go to the phones and have somebody else ask Amanda a question.
Zach in Sacramento, what's your question for Amanda Phillips?
Yeah, I'm a utopian anarchist, which is a belief similar to hers, but not exactly the same. Now, my question is if you got a bunch of crazy rednecks with guns, what are you going to do when they start getting wily?
Oh, I'm sorry. The question is, what are we going to do when the rednecks with the guns get what?
Wily.
Yeah, if you have nobody to run everything besides the rednecks, who are usually violent anyway, what are you going to do when you got half the people smoking a bowl and the other half smoking a bowl?
Yeah, but Zach, in the libertarian philosophy, protection of life, liberty, and property is one of the things we feel is an appropriate function for government. It won't be a lawless state.
I would say that most of our people would believe that gun freedom is a very important thing, and that an armed society is a polite society. And so I've been around New Hampshire has open carry laws as far as guns go, and there already are a lot of rednecks in New Hampshire, actually, I would have to say. And I like rednecks. I think they're fun people.
Zach, we ought to just have you on as a guest 1 hour, because you'd be an interesting guy to talk to.
Rednecks are good people till they shoot you.
Yeah, well, so nobody's going to have. We don't have time to go down that road anymore. Zach, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Zach.
Amanda, wouldn't it be fun to talk to Zach some more, though?
It was a nice question. As far as the people think that without the government controls on everything, that things are just going to go crazy and it's going to be chaos. Well, the thing is that people are pretty good at being responsible for themselves for the most part.
Now, reading up on you, I see you've got some anarchist leanings yourselves.
I actually am. I consider myself a philosophical anarchist.
Well, philosophical, but being practically anarchist. You said you got a daughter. There's no back to school supplies at Walmart if the anarchists go all the way, right?
Absolutely. Well, so first I want to comment that I'm not representative of the entire movement.
Uh-huh.
That the statement of intent is, and you can read this on the website. The statement of intent is that we believe that the maximum role of civil government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. So if you can agree to that, then you can join the project. So we're not opposed to anarchists. In fact, I am an anarchist, but it's not what everybody thinks it is. What I believe is that all of the functions that the government does, that we can privatize those functions. And so I would believe in getting government out of our lives across the board, whereas other libertarians will believe that the government does have a proper role in police courts and self-defense.
Well, and of course there are those who think that once you privatize things, ooh, it's going to get corrupt then, because the government's never corrupt.
Oh, never.
Our numbers are 5761-KST and 866-331-TALK, and let's get another caller for Amanda.
It's Jay in Stockton. Jay, you're on Talk 650 KSTE with Amanda Phillips.
Jay?
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Doing very well, thanks.
Okay, Bill, to Ms. Phillips, I wanted to go ahead and let you know that you most likely have a supporter in Thomas Jefferson is what you're going ahead and talking about, because I recall while I was in college, I had a professor go ahead and quote Thomas Jefferson as saying that for every bill that is signed from now on, this kind of refers back to your last hour, Paul and Bill, for every bill signed, there will go ahead and be a right taken away from the individual. That was a comment that I wanted to make, but that was commented or quoted by my professor from Thomas Jefferson. Now, the question I have, Ms. Phillips, is how do you propose to go ahead and take this nationwide if you can do this?
Well, great question, and I didn't quite hear all of the preceding comments, but I thought you said that we had a fan in Thomas Jefferson,
yeah.
Which is great to hear. That's awesome. As far as nationwide, this is something where we need to show that libertarian ideas actually work and that small government actually functions better, because there are a lot of skeptics out there. And so what we'd like to do is get everybody across the country who believes in liberty. Let's all move to the same place so we can actually do this, and we can show people the benefits of freedom. And so hopefully we will be able to create a libertarian society in New Hampshire, and people will across the country and across the world will see that it actually works. It'll be sort of like Hong Kong was for capitalism. Hong Kong,
yeah,
showed the world that capitalism really is better and it really does work.
Great question and comment. Thank you. And Amanda, it occurs to me as you say that, people that are in favor of what you're doing, and people who are profoundly opposed to the libertarian philosophy, both sides ought to be excited about this project, because right now you guys are just a scattered around bunch of troublemakers and not really implementing the libertarian philosophy.
Nobody's making trouble.
I'm just playing with you. No, the philosophy is not being implemented to see how well it's going to work. Pro or con libertarianism. Let's get you guys in one place, do this experiment in democracy.
Which is what states were intended to be for.
So it seems to me even folks who don't like what you're up to ought to be glad you're giving it a try, because if it doesn't work, then you got to pipe down and go do something else.
Absolutely. I would hope that we would have supporters across the country and on all sides. So, yeah, by all means, you know, it is something that, you know, if we're right, which I firmly believe we are, because I'm willing to move, you know, for my beliefs. So.
And where do you currently live, if I may ask?
I live in Massachusetts right now. I'm originally from California, though.
Oh, okay. Where, if we may ask that?
I'm from San Diego originally.
Okay.
I've lived down there a long time myself. Well, we know we've got more of your time than we bargained for. So.
San Diego to New Hampshire.
Oh, man.
That's a long, strange trip, young lady.
Especially what a long, strange trip it's been.
Yep. Especially in the winter. Amanda, thank you for taking the time. I read on your bio you're a long-distance runner. You're a marathoner?
I've run half marathons.
You got to run a whole one now.
I hope so.
All right. Thanks, Amanda. We appreciate it. Bye-bye. 11:41 at Talk 650 KSD. Amanda Phillips from the Free State Project. We can yak a little bit the rest of this hour about this if you guys want to.
But you know, I think the key in this, and of course, you know, I ran across it because I was reading Liberty Magazine. I'm a libertarian. But what intrigues me about it, as you said, whether you're libertarian, as Amanda said, whether you're socialist, if you're green, whatever your political bent happens to be, what a fascinating experiment to try and get as many of you as you can in one place to prove or disprove that it works.
If you're opposed to it, let them get it out of their system. I think the only bummer is if you're opposed to it and you live in New Hampshire. But they're already apparently a fairly libertarian place. Anyway, it's interesting. If you want to talk about it the rest of this hour, we'd love to do it. Call in one of your hosts is a libertarian. You can ask Phil all about it. He'll defend the cause well, I believe. 5761-KST, 866-331-TALK, or zap me an email.
This is Paul and Phil Unplugged on Talk 650 KSVE. Here again, Paul and Phil.
It's 11:47. You know, last night.
Yes.
I saw a shadow being.
Did you?
Just about made me jump out of my chair.
Yes.
I just have to ask, what happened?
Why, what happened?
It was Mike, our engineer.
Oh, that's scary. That is scary.
And I said, what the hell?
11:47, 13 minutes
Mike,
before.
Mike, you're a shadow being.
Before lunchtime, I won't say which one of it is, but one of your two hosts is craving a Jim Boy's taco right now, and I can't tell you why.
You know, the Jim Boy's basic taco.
I want one.
It's salty, and it's greasy, and it's what a basic dollar taco ought to be.
I want one. It's almost lunch. We spent this hour chatting with Amanda Phillips, head of the Free State Project, and it's probably in our closing. But it's not enough time to totally catch up on the idea. Here's a great quote for you, by the way. They have a Republican governor in the state of New Hampshire right now. And he said, Craig Benson, upon hearing the vote by the Free State Project people that they'd selected New Hampshire as the state they all wanted to move to and affect the politics of, Republican Governor Craig Benson said, come on up. We'd love to have you. Republican. That's interesting. And some concerns about the degree to which they're going to affect government and government services. Here's where the rubber meets the road. Here's a lawyer in Concord. I don't blame him saying, I like to be left alone by the government, but I need my trash picked up. I need police protection. And I know they want to address those things, but those are the concerns of somebody who's sitting in New Hampshire. And
without government,
what are they coming to do to
us? Well, you know, and again, protection of life, liberty, and property is the foremost function of government in the libertarian philosophy. I would think that, you know, public services, like making sure the water is still on and the garbage gets picked up, it would easily fall under protection of property.
And public safety, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Let's talk to Tina in Sacramento. I had a question. Hi, Tina. You're on Talk 650 KSTE.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Mine's had a two-part question about the same thing. What if I'm an undesirable to start with, or I move there and I become an undesirable? Do I suddenly lose my rights to live where I want to?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. I mean, you know, your constitutional rights are what they are. Define undesirable
for me. Yeah, I
didn't
know what you mean by that.
That would be my problem, was who would be defining that definition?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly these 20,000 people aren't going to go to New Hampshire and say, okay,
who can we kick out?
Yeah, these people have to go. They're not going to affect things that seriously in the state.
Well, I think their thought is they don't want anybody to leave, to be forced out because they're there. They want to establish a place where you are left to, you know, make your own decisions about your life. And if you don't like it, you go somewhere else. I don't think they want to brand anybody undesirable there. I guess I'm a little unclear on the question.
Yeah, I think I am too, and that's why I was asking. I mean, can I sit out in my front yard and smoke pot?
Oh, see, now I see what you're getting at. You know, they, as far as I know, want pretty much unlimited personal freedoms as long as they do not impinge on anybody else. Yeah, marijuana. No problem. Sit out on the front porch. Sit out on the front porch with your gun. No problem. Good question. Where do libertarians stand on the? They just want to legalize drugs.
Oh, yeah, the philosophy is it should just be legalized, you know, the old William F. Buckley argument, which he has since gone back on. But I think, at least my own personal opinion, and I know other libertarians feel the same way, and I believe, frankly, abortion ought to be the same thing. It's a states' rights issue. Let the people in the state vote. If they want to legalize pot in the state of New Hampshire, let them legalize it. You know, if the people in Utah or Idaho decide they want to make abortion illegal, it ought to be illegal in that state.
And then you vote with your feet and you go where you want to live.
And if you don't like it, go live somewhere else.
It's kind of the original idea. That's interesting. Interesting the idea they've got. I just read, by the way, Walter Williams is a fan of the Free State Project.
Oh, is he?
I love Walter Williams. I'm
Walter
crazy
Williams.
About
a fascinating
him.
Guy. Thanks for the call, Tina. Here is Van in Sacramento. Hi, Van.
Hi, I'm glad you brought up Utah, because the last time that this was tried was in 1847 when Brigham Young led all the Mormons to Utah so they could live in peace and live their religion the way they felt like it. And the United States government promptly declared war on them and put all their leaders in prison.
The feds. It'll be interesting to see the degree to which the feds put up with an increased thumbing of the state nose at federal policy.
Yeah, there are still pictures in extent of all of the leaders of the Mormon Church literally in balls and chains and striped suits when the federal government came in and passed the Edmund Tucker's Law and promptly threw everybody in jail.
Well, and interesting to note that here all these many years later, boy, those Mormons moving to Utah just made it a dump, didn't they?
Yeah, really screwed the place up.
Oh, jeez, what a horrible place. You can't even live there.
Yeah, I like Kit Carson's original comment. He said he'd pay $100 for a bushel of corn grown in the Salt Lake Valley.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. It will be a really interesting experiment if it happens. And you know what? It appears to be really gaining momentum. I hope this was an interesting hour for you guys. 11:53.
Whatever we're doing, we got to get it wrapped up by 2010.
Talk 650.
You and me, personally.
Phil's got a move he's got to make.
That's right.
This is KFB.
I'm going to the Granite State.
The Talk Station.